Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, come on and help me say it. Come on and help me say it. No ordinary worship. Come on and just say it wherever you are. Give God some extraordinary worship, some unordinary worship. Give him some unordinary thanks. Just give him some unordinary time today. Hallelujah. 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 Come on and give God praise. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today, a fresh word of hot manna for your soul to empower you not only spiritually, but practically, so that you have success in every area of your life. I welcome everyone who's tuned in right now via phone and online. I have a great word for you. We are in the book of Luke, chapter 1. Verse 37. Again, that is the book of Luke. We're in the New Testament, chapter 1, verse 37. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind everyone of how to tune in to Daily Fire and to stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live, tune in by calling 323-870-4180, or you can tune in from my ministry website, which has a one-click-to-call button that will dial in for you. The ministry website is rossi.org, rawsi.org. Again, the number is 323-870-4180, or use the click-to-call button from my ministry website, rossi.org. Now, if you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m., you want to ensure that you still don't miss this fresh word. It's like coffee. It's like exercise. It's like meditation. Whatever you have to do to get your day started off right, this is what Daily Fire is for your soul. So follow. If you follow, then the recording will be text straight to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting the message DS to phone number 33222. I say again, text the message or letters DS, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text that even includes today's teaching. Now, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org, and you can stay connected with me on social media at Rossi Williams, Facebook and Twitter, rawsi. Williams. All right, by now you should have those Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I am in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 37, and this is so short and sweet. For with God, nothing shall be possible. Listen at that again. For with God, what shall be impossible? Nothing shall be impossible. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is the potentiality of impossibility. The potentiality of impossibility. In your hands and in my hands, there are many things which are impossible. Things that we need to happen, And there are some things that we want to happen that despite our best efforts and all appropriate and adequate due diligence, we cannot bring to pass. We have put forth all of our finances for it. We put forth all of our emotional and intellectual and psychological health and well-being for it. We've put forth all of our time for it. But there are just limitations on what our humanity can do. No matter how many times we try, the truth remains that you and I are human. There are just some things that alone we cannot accomplish. But with God's glory, nothing shall be impossible. You see, when we look at the factor of the potentiality or the potential to bring forth the impossible, when we look at that ratio or that quotient factored only within the hands of our humanity, then what we find is that the odds of us bringing the impossible into possibility, the odds are very slim. They're very low. It is highly unlikely that we will be able to make the impossible or miracles happen. Now, we can bless someone. We can love on someone. We can have compassion on someone. But, you know, the very crux of a miracle is something that is impossible within the realm of humanity, the potentiality, glory, of doing the impossible, living the impossible. Receiving the impossible is low within our hands, but in the book of St. Luke, chapter 1, verse 37, the Bible clears it up for us because it tells us this irrebuttable and irrefutable truth that with God, nothing shall be impossible. Come on and give him some praise right now. The lines are muted. I can't hear you. Wherever you are, even if you're listening to the recording, give God some praise because there are some things that you need to be done that you can't do that only God can do. There are some people that you want to see saved, that you want to see healed, that you want to see come up out of depression and mental illness. There are some people that you've been believing for and standing in the gap for. You've been crying with them and hoping with them. And you may even be at your wit's end because you're exasperated. There's nothing else you can do. I said there is nothing else you can do. But today I've come not only to encourage you, glory, but to remind you here on Daily Fire that nothing is impossible with God. The potentiality, you see, of impossibility changes situation in God's hands. I said the outcome, the results of what you want, the likelihood of a miracle taking place changes when you put it in God's hands. Is there anything, anyone, including yourself, that you need to put in God's hands today? The potentiality of impossibility. Woo! The potential for the blessing. The potential for your healing. The potential for the miracle. The potential for the reunification and reconciliation. The potential for the reconsideration. The potential for car, the job, the potential for the finances, the potential for your children, the potential for your marriage, the potential for your ministry, the potential for your business, the potential for your success, the potentiality of impossibility. Changes in your favor in the hands of God. Now, sometimes, hallelujah, you just got to be willing to do what it takes to help change that factor. In Matthew 17:21, Jesus said, howbeit this time or this kind of situation, this kind of obstacle, this kind of demon goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Sometimes you just got to pray your way through it. You got to pray your way out of it. You got to fast your way through it. You got to fast your way out of it. In Acts 16:25-34, Paul and Silas, the apostles, were in prison, but instead of being discouraged, they praised God. They praised God. And the word said that they praised him so much, glory, that the other prisoners heard them. And it caused a great earthquake, so much that the foundation of the prisons were shaken. Immediately, all the doors were opened, everyone's bands were loose, and even the keeper of the prison, glory, ended up giving his life to Christ. And not only giving his life to Christ, but tending to their wounds. You see, sometimes you just got to praise your way out of it, and praise your way so hard, praise your way so much, praise your way so long, praise your way so sincerely that not only you, but even those around you, even those in your household, they are delivered, and even your enemies will come in and tend to your wounds. The impossibility changes with prayer. The impossibility changes with fasting. The impossibility changes with praise. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. See, sometimes you just got to remember to give thanks. You want to change the situation, just tell God thank you. You want to see the impossible become possible, just tell him thank you. In everything give thanks. There's always someone who is worse off than you. While you're complaining about the little apartment you have, there's someone who is homeless. While you're complaining about your job every day, there's someone who's unemployed. While you're complaining about the little money you make, there is someone who's bankrupt. While you're complaining about having to walk, there is someone who's a double amputee who can't even walk around and is depending on others. While you are complaining about the number of items of clothing that you have that you feel are insufficient, there's someone who wears the same clothes every day. Do you understand what I'm saying? In everything, give thanks. The impossibility will change when you put it in the hands of God. Your impossible situation, your impossible circumstances, your impossible needs, they change in the hands of God. We're getting ready to go in prayer. The potentiality of impossibility, glory, changes when you put it in the hands of God. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we give you thanks. Lord, we praise you today. Father, we magnify you because, God, we have some impossible situations, impossible dreams, impossible needs, impossible desires. Father, we got some impossibility all in our lives and all in the lives of those we love. So today we come just laying ourselves before you. We are vulnerable before you. We're putting it in your hands. We're putting them in your hands. And God, we're saying, please, God, bring the impossibility into possible for us. Because in your hands, the impossibility not only becomes possible, but it comes to pass. In your hands, the impossibility and the impossible not only become possible, but you bring it to pass. So, God, we say thank you. Lord, we are going to pray our way through. We're going to fast our way through. We're going to praise our way through. And we're going to thank you our way through, Lord, because we are not those that doubt. You said in James 1:6-8, let not the person that doubteth think he will receive anything of God. But, Lord, we believe. We believe according to your will, we believe according to your word, we believe, because you said in James 4 and 3, we can't receive it if we're asking amiss. It has to be in alignment with your word. So, God, we believe. We believe today. Whatever it is that we need, we believe. In the name of Jesus, we believe. In your name, God. And now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Touch them, heal them, save them, deliver them. Father, set them apart. Just rain down your spirit upon them. Encourage them and love them. Have mercy on them, God. Open doors and make ways. Do what only you can do in ways that only you can do it. And Father, we will forever give you the praise. We will forever give you the thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone say, I thank you, God. Tell him again, wherever you are, thank you, God. Just thank him because he's made your impossible possible. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're going to give the altar call and then end with your task, praising him. You know what you needed. I can just sense the anointing. Some of you right now, tears are rolling down your face because you needed this second wind. You needed this release to understand that you don't have to fight the battles alone. And not only that, but to release you from believing that you had the duty to fix everything. It is impossible for you to fix everything, but it's not possible for God. You can let it go now. I said you can give it to God and just let it go now. You can let the person go now. You've given him or her to God. Just let it go now. Glory! God will fix it. God will do it. Just let it go now. For those of you who aren't saved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who've been trying to be everyone else's savior, trying to fix the world, causing yourself to just be exhausted, exasperated, depressed, kicking against the brick wall because you have placed upon yourself the duty that only God can fulfill. For those of you, glory, who need a miracle, who need to see something impossible come into the realm of possibility, for those of you who have doubted God, I ask you to repeat after me. Father, I come today in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I release every problem. I release every decision. I release every obstacle. I release every family member. I release every friend. I release myself. I release my business. I release my job. I release every situation, every impossibility, every doubt, every challenge, every task to you, God, and I believe it's done. I receive the victory. I receive the victory now, Lord, and I will walk in it henceforth and forevermore. Thank you, God, for changing the potentiality of impossibility in my life. Come on and give God praise. Now that you are saved or restored, make sure you get in a good Bible believing church. You're attending services. You are spending time with God daily. That is how you stay saved, including your daily devotional here with me on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Make sure you follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222 now, so you'll receive this recording and the recording each day. Now, our topic for today is the potentiality of impossibility. Your task for today is now to walk in the victory that God gave you. Don't doubt him. Just release. Woosha. Woo! God has it all in control. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Make sure you visit rossi.org. Send me your prayer requests and testimonies. I do pray over them. Donate to help support the ministry at rossi.org or Cash App Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. We're getting ready to go into television, and that costs thousands of dollars, but it is worth it to win souls and spread the gospel. All right, remember, anything can happen now. God is changing.
Are about to experience a life-changing moment. You won't leave the same way you came, 'cause he's in how very many.